Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where there's some impeachment talk going on at the Capitol. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Two sources confirmed to CBS News that Speaker McCarthy will tell his fellow House Republicans this week that an impeachment inquiry is what he has called a logical next step amid two separate probes into President Biden and his son Hunter. The House Judiciary and Oversight Committees have been conducting investigations of Hunter Biden involving his business dealings and other matters.
Meanwhile, a man who led rioters in chants on the steps of the Capitol on January the 6th is due to be sentenced later today. But legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the case against InfoWars host Owen Schroyer is different.
He never entered the building and he never engaged in any violence at all. He simply was speaking on a megaphone, basically talking about how the election had been stolen.
Police in Chester County, Pennsylvania, are expected to hold a press conference in the next half hour with an update on the search for escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante after another sighting last night. CBS Philadelphia's Brandon Goldner reports.
Police warn neighbors he was armed in any area and to remain inside. The development came after numerous residents reported shots were fired earlier in the area. According to police, a resident reported a rifle was stolen during a confrontation with Cavalcante in their home.
Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams now with the latest on Hurricane Lee.
If Lee ends up farther west, we could have stronger winds, heavier rain, larger swells, and coastal flooding. If it slides more east, the impacts will be less intense, but we'll still see moderate to large waves and also rip currents.
Deadly flooding in Libya. Tamer Ramadan with the International Red Cross.
The death toll is huge. It might reach to thousands, really, but we don't have a definite number right now.
Over 10,000 are reported missing. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is expected to meet with President Putin any day now in Russia. Korea expert Gordon Chang tells us an arms deal may be on the table.
Kim would not leave Pyongyang unless there was something substantive that he expected in return for this.
CBS's Vicky Barker with new developments on sexual assault accusations during the World Cup.
The former head of Spanish soccer, Luis Rubiales, has been summoned to appear in a Spanish court over that kiss. Rubiales will appear before an examining magistrate on Friday.
He still insists the kiss was consensual. She says it was not. Less than a half hour until Wall Street opens and stock futures fell this morning under pressure from rising oil prices. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The big lake is wavy today. A beach hazard statement runs through tonight for Lake Michigan beaches in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The statement warns of life-threatening waves of 3 to 5 feet and dangerous currents. That'll lead to perilous swimming conditions due to high waves and onshore winds. Milwaukee County leaders are discussing the adoption of a timeline for releasing body camera footage in cases where people are injured or killed by police. Under the proposed timeline, video would be provided to family members within 48 hours of a critical incident and made public within 15 days. Advocates argue that transparency helps families find closure sooner. The resolution has been postponed, as sheriff's deputies express concerns that the early video release could hinder investigations. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you are fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, several weeks back, before the start of the school year, I remember saying, leave the schools alone. You know, let the educators educate. And stop sticking your noses in areas that you shouldn't be sticking them in. And sure enough, Whitnall School Board considers pronoun policy crafted by a conservative law firm. The conservative law firm is Wisconsin Law and Liberty, the Wisconsin Law and Liberty Institute, which leads all of these kind of hot-button issues from the conservative viewpoint, and they're willing to take on all sorts of issues that create an atmosphere of untrust or distrust and creates an environment that of upheaval. That's who Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty is, has been, always will be. Look them up. That's what they do. And so they then lead others who apparently can't think for themselves to think that these issues are the most important issues to deal with. I hate to say this, but I got to say it. If you, you know, I don't know where it's Whitnall School located at in. I don't know what area. But it could be Whitnall, it could be Greenfield, it could be whatever. Maybe people's lives are so easy, they live such easy lives that they can be caught up in these things that don't really matter because they're so blessed and fortunate to have lives and lifestyles that they can get involved in something like this that doesn't matter to 99.9% of the people. Why is that an issue? Why in the world should an average person who sends their child to school to learn be caught up in whether or not a child wants somebody, instead of their name being Jim and they want to be called Mary? That's their issue. It's not mine. Why are we making such a big issue out of something that should not involve us whatsoever. Well, that's because of people like conservative organizations like Wisconsin's Institute of Law and Liberty are behind it. And the rest of the people are sheep. And so they follow. I don't know, Calvin, but I venture to bet that out of all the children that are in Whitnall High School, that, you know, maybe there's one who this may be, you know, gender affirming, and so that you want to make a law to address one child? I mean, how does that make any sense, man?
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm at a loss on this one, Earl. It makes no sense. It's distracting from the point of school, of education by, like, this isn't what, like, it would have been one thing and I would have been questioning it if it was brought forward by parents or the school board itself.
Right.
But the fact that it was brought by a law firm that's not connected to the school whatsoever seems really gross to me.
Well, so taking language from a conservative organization, a Whitnall school board member, one person, has proposed a policy that would forbid school staff from using students' chosen names and pronouns without written permission from their guardians. Because, again, a conservative organization. So they're doing the bidding of a conservative organization, this school board member, above what's in the best interest of the school itself and the parents and the students. You know, Karen Michelinus, or whatever her name is, urged her colleagues to consider the model policy from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is currently suing multiple school districts over policies that support transgender students. Not your business. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, it's not your friggin' business. And the fact that you are going around and fostering all of this confusion, you know, a plague on your house. Because you're at the bottom of this. You're at the root of this. And it's not the majority of the people. It's this one wayward school board member. And that's all it takes. Karen Michelinus, who brought this up, she caused all of this confusion. Because she brought it up. Most other board members Monday were skeptical of the proposal, leaving its future unclear. The rest of the board members had enough sense to say, this is ridiculous. We've got more to worry about than this foolishness. But this is where conservatives are leading. They're moving into areas it's not their business. It's not impacting or affecting the rest of those parents in that school because they didn't speak out in opposition to it. This woman, who again was led or into this by Wisconsin's Institute of Law and Liberty, a conservative think tank and law firm that is pushing all of these issues. CJ, go ahead.
God bless them. You know, maybe if COVID wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't have found out what kids were being taught.
No, man. Listen, I'm not going to let you go back to COVID. We're addressing the fact that one person, one school board member, that's it. She's not in the majority, brought this up based on, again, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. You can say God bless her. Because it's not them. She's a single person who brought this foolishness up. The majority of the other school board members have not accepted this at all. So she's definitely in the minority, as well as you are.
I don't think so, Earl. Parents deserve the right to know what's going on in the school.
Didn't I just tell you that the majority of the parents disagree with this?
Oh, yes, there is. There's a slew of them all over the country. We're finding out they're standing up and they're saying it's our job to deal with our kids, with their morals and their beliefs, and not the school system to hide it.
Didn't I just tell you this woman stands alone? There's no other school board member in Whitno who agrees with her, CJ? Don't you understand? Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty and you and Karen Michelinas are standing on an island by yourself, and you're causing all of this confusion. You're fostering all of this, these problems in these districts who are just trying to make sure that their children get educated.
The power of parents is loud and clear.
Hey, CJ, the power of the parents in the Nicolet School District are opposed to that. So what are you talking about? I saw the school board meeting last night. The majority of the parents...
I bet you did.
The majority of the parents were opposed to it. You didn't see it, okay? So you're speaking from ignorance. You're only speaking from the perspective of somebody who has this in your mind, that what's more important to you and others like you are to interfere with other people's lives.
Like you are okay with what went on in Sun Prairie. And
I don't know what went on in Sun Prairie. Educate me. Educate me.
The mere fact that it was trying to be hidden from the parents.
What was trying to be hidden?
In that school
system. What was trying to be hidden?
Do a little research.
No, girl. You do a little research,
look what
man.
Happened
hey, CJ, I'm talking about. Hey, CJ, parents. I'm talking about what just happened in Whitno. That's what we're talking about. Again, you want to change the subject because you're ill-informed on the subject that we're talking about. See you later. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom.
How you doing, Earl?
It's rough, man.
Unbelievable. CJ just hears things he wants to hear and just sticks and gloms on to the little piece of information there is, and it is so far out. I really believe a lot of this and these people, it's stuff that was made up from QAnon or someone just wants to raise hell. It's just like when Johnson was saying, talking about litter boxes in schools. Well, that was turned to a completely false, fabricated story. But yet, you had people like CJ and everything jumping all over that, and they probably still believe it. I believe CJ still believes that, even though all this stuff has been debunked. People do not, this stuff is not happening. It's the Republican Party searching for solutions to problems that don't exist.
Well, you know what, Tom? You're right. And they're just flat out lying. Again, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty created this and put this out there. And one woman decided to jump on that, and she brought that to the school board. And even though the parents have pushed back against it, other school board members have pushed back against it, it's the Institute, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, that fosters all of this unrest. And they get a pass because people don't know who they are. They're behind most of this foolishness, and they're able to get away. Listen, we've got to go to a break, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Gene, hang on. 844-967-2789. At some point in time, this has to end. We'll be right back.
Oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 68. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs around 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. For heaven's sakes, you know, leave the schools alone. You know, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, you know, find something else more pressing. There are all sorts of issues going on in the society that are critically important and that need to be dealt with, but not, you know, spending as all this time in schools and misleading parents as if somehow the schools are somehow indoctrinating children on, their changes, gender-affirming changes. It's not happening. It's not true. Very few schools, if any, are doing that. And so it's not a major issue. But yet, all it takes is one wayward person, in this case, this one woman, who comes armed at a school board meeting with all the other important issues that have to be dealt with. A school just starts, and she brings this foolishness up. And sure enough, Calvin, it's on television. It makes all the news channels. It's in the newspapers because one wayward woman who's been misled by Wisconsin's Institute for Law and Liberty that she doesn't know anything about, and she brings that out, and here we are, we're talking about it. Yeah, we're talking about it because it clearly is an issue that, you know, continues to create upheaval in school boards across the state and across the nation. Hey, Jean, welcome back.
Thank you again. Earl, you are hitting all the really important things that affect our democracy and freedom. Whenever you see liberty, freedom, 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 watch out because they are anti-freedom. And I agree with you 100%. Will is a bad, bad, in my opinion, bad news. For our
it's not just your opinion, and, you know, it's those of us who know what Will does, those of us who and know what they've done over the last 25 years, they've kind of fostered this upheaval that we're dealing with.
And what they do this is exactly what you said. They'll take one case, and then they'll get it on the TV because the TV jumps on those types of things. They do not brainwash kids in school. I worked in schools. I worked in the area of psych with kids. They do not indoctrinate kids. In fact, they foster free thinking. They want kids to be educated. They want them to be able to make decisions on their own. And it's people like, I'm sorry to say this, CJ, but gol darn it, you're one that needs to go back to school and go to a school and learn free thinking, because you are just parroting everything that you hear that's really bad, and it is hurting our schools. So, CJ, in my opinion, and you offend me, and you are offending our school system when you talk like that. Teachers work very hard. They go to school for many, many years. They love their kids, and they want to see these kids be successful. But guess what? You're never successful if you're not educated and you don't pay attention to what's going on and learn. It's a sad thing, Earl. Thank you so much for covering this subject. Watch out for Will. Thank you.
Hey, Gene, bye-bye. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I know about Will. Most people don't. Ken, quickly.
Good morning, Earl. Yes, there's a lot of young progressive teachers that are coming out that are pushing their agenda, because I know a lot of people in the education field. So what you say is they're not pushing, that's fake news.
So wait a minute. So what is their agenda? Since you know that, what is their agenda you're talking about?
Pushing transgender on young children. So it makes them question their gender, if they're male or female.
Well, let me say this to you, man. I told, you know, maybe people are tired of hearing it. I spent the last 12 years in Milwaukee Public Schools. Okay. I was there Monday through Friday. I didn't see any teachers pushing at the largest district in the state. And I didn't see any teachers ever pushing the agenda that you just said. And I guarantee you, you or CJ have not spent the last 12 years in the public schools. You're talking about something you know nothing about.
Yes, I do. I know a lot of people in education field. Trust me, Earl.
No, I don't have to trust you. Why would I trust you? I told you I was in the schools every day, Monday through Friday. 8 hours a day for the last 12 years. And you're telling me about teachers you know, and I should trust you. I'm telling you about things I've seen myself. And I've never seen any of what you guys are talking about. That's fabricated. And so you want to make something true that's not true. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. We may be hearing impeachment talk in Congress this week. CBS's Linda Kenyon in Washington.
Two sources confirmed to CBS News that Speaker McCarthy will tell his fellow House Republicans this week that an impeachment inquiry is what he has called a logical next step amid two separate probes into President Biden and his son Hunter.
to Chester County, Pennsylvania, in the search for escaped convict Nello Cavalcante. CBS Philadelphia's Brandon Goldner says he was spotted last night and he may be armed now.
We see many officers wearing tactical gear and holding long rifles as they lock down the area in pursuit of Nello Cavalcante, who police say is now armed with a gun.
We expect an update from police on the search shortly. Devastating flooding in Libya.
In the eastern city of Derna alone, 700 people have already been buried. 10,000 are missing.
That's CBS's Vicky Barker, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Whitnall schools are thinking about a policy that would make it necessary to let parents know if their children want to change their gender. The proposed policy suggests that teachers should use a student's biological sex unless parents allow their child to transition. It would also make sure parents are told if a child wants to transition at school. Some people who don't like this idea argue that it could harm transgender students. The school board hasn't voted on it yet, and there's no clear date for when they will decide. The Milwaukee bar, which promised free drinks if Aaron Rodgers lost while playing for the Jets, was crowded last night. Rodgers was injured and left the game early, but the Jets won, so no free drinks were given out at Jack's American Pub. The future of the promotion remains uncertain, pending Rodgers' availability. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, Donald Trump is pushing the number one plank in what he's talking about is tax cuts for the rich. Now, The Republicans at the state level unveil again today, yesterday. Dun, 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 tax cuts. So wait a minute, man. You know, I'm one of the people who would benefit by, you know, the tax cuts that the Republicans are supposedly pushing in the state, on the state level. And I could probably wind up with $700 additional dollars for the entire year. And $700 is $700. But what do we lose in the interim, you know, by me getting $700 for the entire year? How many other people struggle and who are struggling as it is are going to lose their insurance, are going to lose maybe an opportunity to feed their children, who maybe will lose financial support and keeping their heat on? I'm sorry. I'm not that kind of a person that I think that $700 is the most important thing to me. I'm a humanist. I'm more concerned about people than I am that $700. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. This whole thing about am I not my brother's keeper has to be looked at. Am I not my brother's keeper? You've got to look at that. You can't just talk about those things. You know, Trump advisors, according to plans discussed in a Washington Post report on yesterday, would like to further push the tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations. Republicans passed during Trump's first term in office, potentially lowering the corporate tax rate from 21% to 15% before the 2017 tax law's passage. The rate stood at 35%, and President Joe Biden has proposed increasing it to 28%. Now, we keep talking about the deficit, the United States deficit. How are you going to fix the deficit by cutting the corporate taxes to 15%. What helped create the deficit and make it as big as it is was that before Donald Trump's 2017 tax cut, that tax rate stood at 35%. And Donald Trump now wants to cut it to 15%, which will increase the deficit because there are less resources coming. And in order to balance off giving the tax breaks to the rich and the corporations, you've got to then cut these safety nets that Sandy's always talking about. Those of you who vote Republican, I don't understand how you can't see that. And so I don't understand at all. Help me understand. Why you think that it's sensical to keep cutting corporate taxes and then cutting the social safety net programs that help so many Americans? As American people, here's what I see. I don't see the big shots in this society being worth any more than the little people. I don't measure the value of a person by how much money they have. I'm sorry. I never have. I don't think the fact that you have a lot of money means you're a better person than somebody who doesn't. You know where that standard comes from? It didn't come from me. It comes from a much higher plane than myself. And so we've got to break the yoke of this belief that he who has the most gold rules. He who has the most toys rules in the end. Absolutely not. I understand those with the toys and with all the money who live those lives that they live, that think that they're better. But how can they be? They're born into the world. They die just like all the rest of us. The money doesn't elevate them above those. We all die. You die, you don't die poor, you die. You don't die rich, you die. So we've got to break that. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Love to hear your thoughts. But again, we're at a point, once again, where, you know, all the Republicans can offer is tax cuts. And even people who vote yes to that, they're not benefiting by it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what do you say?
Hey, Earl. I look at everything as a business owner, and I look at everything as a return on investment. And I also look at things as, a football game. Your tax cut is basically a quarterback, and the infrastructure is your offensive line. If you don't have an offensive line, if you don't have the infrastructure, if you don't have the social safety net, then the quarterback's going to end up with an Achilles tendon that's done for the year. So that's their answer to everything is a tax cut. And if you look back in history, if you look at Eisenhower, when he actually had a high tax marginal rate for people that made over $3 million, that's how we got out of the Great Depression. That's how FDR got us out of the Great Depression. And that's how Eisenhower, up until Reagan, actually everything kind of fell apart during Reagan.
But Tom, why does the average Joe support that? When it impacts the average Joe more so than it does the person getting the tax cut, because the average Joe is going to have to make up for the lost revenue, either by less police, either by less garbage pickup. The average Joe is the person being impacted by it, by those major tax cuts to the wealthy. Do you think that they just don't understand it?
Well, here's the thing. I think that the average Joe out there just hears tax cut and thinks that, oh, wow, I'm getting a tax cut. They don't look at it, and this is the politician's fault, that they don't show, okay, you're going to get a, like you said, a $700 tax cut or $900 tax cut for the year. But let's take that in equivalency to what the billionaire or the millionaire is going to get in a tax cut. And then let's compare apples with apples here. And do you really think that we're going to make it out of a deficit or a problem with a country when that millionaire is getting, thousands of dollars in a tax cut, but the person that's on the middle class is only going to get $700.
So Tom, what do we have? $30 billion, $1 trillion, $40 trillion. Budget deficit that we owe that can never be paid by the little people. You know, that was the argument by the Republicans when part of Joe Biden wanted to increase money and the Democrats to the IRS. Well, they're going to go after the little guy. They're going to go after the little guy. That's who they're going after. Nope. They're going after the wealthy people. And they're getting ready to move on them right now, who have not been paying their fair share. But yet there were the average little people, Tom, who were supporting and believing that this was all set to come after them and not after the wealthy. Well, you're finding out now that that was untrue. The Republicans were lying about that. And now they're going after the wealthy. But yet the average little guy doesn't even take any of that into consideration, man.
Because that's the problem with our Democratic politicians that can't seem to have a message that actually shows what the hell is going on. They just don't seem to be able to communicate that message to the little guy that, look, you're getting screwed over by having a tax cut for the millionaire. And you're not getting anything because now you're having to give up your services that we all
that are essential to your life.
Fire, police.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Got to go. Charles from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Charles. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Okay, when I was a young man, and you and I are about the same age, I learned 12 words that, you know, I was raised on. And those 12 words are trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient,
oh, yeah,
cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. You know where they come from, don't you?
Yeah, they come from the book, man.
That comes from the Boy Scouts. That's their oath. Now, if you would take each one of those words and apply it to a politician, it doesn't work because they don't do it. Trustworthy? Let's see. I'm going to give you a tax cut. Aha, but I'm going to, better yet, I'm going to give it to that person over there more than you. Loyal. Yeah, I'm going to be loyal to my constituents. No, I'm actually loyal to the party and my corrupt boss. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going all the way through the whole thing. You go to religion. You know, let's see. I'm holding a Bible in front of a church. So what? The Bible's upside down. You didn't even read it
backwards.
The point is, those words need to be put back into society with three other ones: integrity, morals, and respect. And then we can start talking about, you know, let's give a tax cut to the middle class. And meaning it by giving a tax jack up the taxes for the corporates and all this other stuff. They are the people who write tax law, which generally seems to be the Republicans, will put in the loopholes that we don't see if Joe Blow reads it, because they got all this garbage on the end of it.
Right.
Oh, I will vote for this bill if you let me put this on the end of it. That should not even be allowed to be put on there. As they call it, pork belly, I believe.
Yeah, pork barrel.
Okay. You need, if you're going to write a budget, you write a budget without all the garbage on the end of it saying, well, I'll vote for that if you let me put this on there. You know, and it's like, I feel like, you know, I'm talking with a 2-year-old. When you talk to I call my representative and I ask a question and I get something about, well, I'm working on Social Security, yeah, and all that stuff. That's not even a question that I asked. It's a stock email that I get back from him. And it's like, finally, I call him. I said, take my name off your email list because you cannot answer my questions that I ask because you're too damn lazy.
Hey, Charles, great stuff, man, as always. Really appreciate it. Thank you for listening and calling in. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 68. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 49. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. A blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I've been around a little while. I've been around the block a few times. And if every time, if I had a penny for every time Republicans said tax break, tax break, tax break, tax break. You know, people seem to think that they're giving us something. You know, when corporations, big corporations, get these tax cuts, there's the old Ronald Reagan trickle down in reverse. Because what happens is, the corporations pay in less money to the federal government. And then what happens is the national debt continues to grow. And it impacts all of us. You know, you constantly hear in CJ talking about the debt that your children and grandchildren and others are going to owe. And I agree with him from that perspective. But where I disagree with him is where did it come from? And why is it so enormous? And you can tie it all in to tax cuts for major corporations and to the wealthy. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. You know, I'm not so great in understanding with all different levels of taxes. But one thing I noticed, that for some reason, when the Republicans make taxes for rich people, they never go back. But when they do the tax break for you and me, it comes back. So how come they're not returning it? Like, how come we have only for a time that president told us that it's going to be a tax break for us, but then for children, for this, for that, but then for jets, to buy a jet for your business, you have a tax break, and for that reason, you're buying three of them.
Our
senator did.
You know, Karina, before Ronald Reagan, retirement benefits weren't taxed. It was a Republican president who taxed the Social Security payments that we get. And it was a Republican president who did that and who, you know, retired people who are entering into maybe the last, you know, quarter of their lives, who paid taxes all of their lives, should not be, you know, paying these increased taxes when corporations get to get away scot-free and the wealthy are able to get away scot-free. That's the true story of the difference between what Republicans want to do and what Democrats want to do as it relates to tax cuts. Republicans want to continue to give these tax breaks to the wealthiest amongst us. And that's only a hint. Well, Karina, that might include you, right? I mean, you might be one of those people, you know, the wealthiest amongst us. And you may be one who supports, you know, getting a tax cut for your major corporation.
But I don't understand why you need a tax cut on buying jets. That's hey. Our senator, vote three, because he needs, my kids are flying me in D.C., and Florida for a business. So not only you got the taxes cut to buying those jets, you gave it to your kids, and your kids getting reimbursed for gas and the time they driving you back and forth. Why are you not using commercial jets?
Hey, you know, Karina, you're talking about Ron Johnson, and what you say is 100% accurate, 100% true. And there was no outrage by Republicans, the average Joe, with the fact that he was able to use the tax breaks to buy three jets. I don't think, you know, if you combine all of the little people and little Republicans, that they could afford to buy one jet. But yet they don't rail against that. They don't speak out against that. They don't want that to be known. And even once it's known, they don't want to wrestle with maybe at what I've been thinking is wrong. Maybe I've been had, right? Maybe I've been duped. But you're 100% correct.
No, they'd rather send a crazy witch to a school for disturbance and taking the attention from what they were really doing, so the people are so separate in their attention to the different topics that they are not capable grasp of a whole picture what is going on. They worried about their kids. Of course, I was just in Canada, and my cousin was saying that it's absolutely ridiculous in her middle school, classes. Classes and bathrooms have, and the classes don't actually, bathrooms have a litter box for kids who consider themselves a furry, half animals, half people. And we're going with it. And when I say it exists, people tell me, oh, no. This is for when we're going to have a shooting in the school. Right. So the kids can pee in the class. So why you put them in the bathroom? Oh, then so they can throw up over there.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. It's too short. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.